Asian markets sputtered on Tuesday as investors feared the possible collapse of Chinese real estate giant Evergrande. Japan's Nikkei opened after a market holiday with a drop of almost 2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 0.3% by midday, an 11-month low. Analysts expect the Chinese government to step in to prevent the firm from defaulting on more than $300 billion worth of debt, but authorities have so far remained silent.
If the Chinese authority were to actually allow Evergrande to actually default by itself, that means allow market action to actually dictate without any intervention, indirect intervention by the government, it will actually lead to a full-blown localized crisis.
China's stock markets remain closed for the Mid-Autumn Festival public holiday. Evergrande chairman Xu Jiayin issued a letter to staff saying he was confident the company would walk out of its darkest moment. He promised to deliver property projects and fulfill responsibilities to buyers, investors, partners and financial institutions, but he didn't say how. Evergrande shares have plunged by 84% this year. On Monday, Wall Street marked its biggest drop since May. The value of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies has also sunk. Comparisons have been made to the Lehman Brothers, the U.S. investment bank that collapsed and worsened the global financial crisis of 2008. But some analysts say fears of contagion are overblown.
At this moment, it's a bit overreacting about some of the rumors that recently we can see or hear. But honestly speaking, this is stock market. always swing between the sentiment. At this moment, I can conclude it's very fragile.
Over the past year, the Chinese government has tightened regulations to reduce risks in the real estate market. Economic growth remains sluggish due to the pandemic.
Millions of investors, vendors, and company employees are owed money by Evergrande. Beijing must walk a fine line in responding to the crisis. Bailing out the company completely may send out the wrong signal and encourage businesses to build up irresponsible debt. But the government doesn't want widespread social unrest. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.
Gareth Leather is a senior economist with Capital Economics. He's joining us from London. Good to have you with us on Al Jazeera. What is it that the Chinese government could do if it wanted to in order to try to slow this down or stop it?
Yeah, so they face a very difficult balancing act. On the one hand, they don't want a destabilizing collapse of Evergrande, which causes problems for the wider economy. But at the same time, they're also worried about moral hazard. If they allow a company such as Evergrande, which has gorged itself on debt and is in many ways a kind of poster child for excess in China's property market, to carry on functioning, then it's only going to encourage other property developers to do the same. So it's got a very difficult balancing act to do over the next few weeks on how to let this play out.
The Chinese government is reputed to have significant contacts with certainly some of the bigger companies within China. Is it a surprise that this situation was allowed to get to this stage?
Yes, so in many ways, this is being seen as China's Lehman Brothers moment. It's kind of 13 years on since the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And I guess the advantage that the Chinese state has now compared to the U.S. back in 2008 is seeing what's happened if you allow a big systemically important financial institution to go bankrupt. So it's very unlikely that the Chinese government is going to let, you know, a destabilizing collapse of Evergrande with kind of contagion effects for the rest of the economy. So it's got a difficult balancing act on how this plays out.
One would imagine that this isn't going to be restricted just to China, of course. Globally speaking, who's most likely to be affected by this?
Well, it depends very much on how far this goes. If it's just contained within China itself, then I suspect what you'll see is you'll see kind of further fluctuations and falls in foreign stock markets. But it will probably be limited to that. I think the kind of worst-case scenario is that if Evergrande is allowed to collapse, and that confidence within China's property sector as a whole starts to get dented, then you could see a big, sharp fall in Chinese property construction and the feared so-called hard landing, in which case I suspect it will be big commodity producers around the world. Now, they're mainly based in Africa, Latin America, and Australia that will be hit quite hard. It's likely that some Asian countries that trade a lot with China as well would also be affected. But I think the implications, certainly for the US and Western Europe and the UK, will probably be quite small.
Is this likely to be an isolated incident, do you think, or could there be other Chinese companies that are in a similar situation that we just kind of haven't discovered yet?
Yeah, so Chinese data, financial data, is murky at the best of times, and it's very likely that there are other financial companies, property companies in China that have built up lots of debts. But Evergrande is certainly the worst one that we know about, and it's certainly suffering the biggest problems at the moment. I think the fear is that if Evergrande is allowed to go bust in their kind of destabilizing collapse kind of way, that that people will start monitoring the health of other property companies in China, and you could see more of these cascading over the next few months.
This is, as you said before, going to, even at this stage, is going to put forward significant concerns about confidence in, certainly in the Chinese market in terms of construction, but also this could that confidence or lack of it could spread out through other elements of the economy as well. And we're not just talking about banks, we're not just talking about big investors or pension funds, we're talking about individuals as well, because Chinese people invest their own money in companies like this.
Yeah, so I suspect it's very, very unlikely that you're going to see people that have put down a big deposit for homes with Evergrande lose their money. I think they're going to be the first port of call if the Chinese government is made to intervene in a big way. Otherwise, I suspect that the Chinese government and the authorities will be quite happy for some creditors to Evergrande to take some losses as a way of kind of taking some steam out of the property market. And also, as well, the teaching these investors that there's a two-way street, that they can't, you know, you do have to have this moral hazard in place. Otherwise, you know, people just see it as a one-way bet and continue to invest on Chinese property.
Really interesting to get your views on this. Gareth Leather is a senior economist with Capital Economics, and we appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay. Thank you.